kind of seeing from even from like in practice, you know, like what's kind of like stood out to you guys in practice?
I mean, he's an athlete. He can make plays, and honestly, there's times where you're very impressed with what he does, and he doesn't act like a true freshman. And so it'll translate. It's just there's some click that's not there, but we'll get it there.
The coaches have said you and Braxton are more similar than you are different. How do you feel like the coaching staff has maybe tailored the offense to your strengths?
I'd say, you know, the biggest difference is the fact that we're not like Justin, the fact that we're not 6'5", and, you know, can throw at 100 yards. But we're both athletes, and so, you know, we're able to use our legs a little bit more, and so that's where we're very similar. And the offense is, you know, designed to have a quarterback that can do both.
So has that game plan changed at all? You notice in the last game? No.
No.
What's Justin's role right now until he gets back out there?
Just keep doing what he's doing, being a leader and encouraging guys, and, you know, making sure that the team's still, you know, cohesive and stuck like glue rather than, you know, dividing.
And you talk about experienced leadership. You're a veteran. You're experienced. You're respected out there. I think people look a lot at playing time, but when things get tough and there's adversity, your leadership, does that show out a little more? Is that more important or as important as playing?
Yeah, that's definitely as important. You know, I think that's the foundation of what makes a good team. You know, not always the record books tell how good the team was. And so I think, you know, I've been the highs of the highs in the national championship and the lows of the lows. So, you know, I've been able to draw from that, and, you know, we got a young team. We got a lot of young guys who this is their first time playing collegiate football, and, you know, it's time for them to step up, and they're doing a good job, and the team's come together. So
you feel a little bit like a coach sometimes?
yeah, part of that and my age. So
you talked about Braxton not getting hit in a while and having to get used to that. You hadn't been hit in a while either. What's it like kind of preparing yourself to go into a situation where you haven't been hit in a while and you know it's probably going to come next?
Yeah, it's, I would say it's better to get it out of the way early. You know, it's just, we wear this red jersey in practice, right? And so we're used to not getting touched. And so we just need to get kind of a pop in there and to realize, okay, now, you know, now we can just play. And maybe that's just the first night. Maybe it's not even getting touched. It's just kind of getting that nerve. And it's not nerves, you know. Again, this is my fifth year doing it. So it's just kind of, okay, now we're playing football and let's go.
Taylor, you played against Colorado, you know, moved the ball pretty well a few years back. Is there something that you can kind of recognize where, you know, this offense can take off if this, you know, if X works?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that's true with any offense, right? If one play works and we get momentum, then, you know, that's what we're doing. We're just shooting ourselves in the foot a lot of times. We'll, you know, get third and two and we'll stop. And so those are plays that we need to convert. And if we start getting momentum, you know, and confidence as a unit and as a team, then I think we're going to be just fine.